Dateline, February 7th, 2016. Santa Clara, California. The Broncos are world champions. The pageantry of the crown jewel of sporting events, Super Bowl 50, was in full effect as Lady Gaga performed a spectacular version of the Star Spangled Banner, sending chills down everyone's spine. On the first play of the game, the ageless Peyton Manning connects with tight end Owen Daniels for a pickup of 18, and the Broncos were flying. The kid, Brandon McManus, capped off the drive, nailing a 34-yard field goal, and the Denvers were on the board early, 3-0. Later in the first quarter, the heralded Broncos defense strikes again when Von Miller was kryptonite to Cam Newton, sacking the Panthers signal caller and stripping the ball. Malik Baron Jackson was Johnny on the spot, pouncing on the pigskin in the end zone for the score and an early 10-0 lead. Now to the second quarter with the Broncos leading 10-7, a history-making performance by punt returner Jordan Norwood. The speedy Norwood fakes out the Carolina special teams unit and races up the right sideline. When the dust settled, Norwood performed like Air Jordan, racing for a Super Bowl record 61-yard return to the Carolina 14-yard line. The spectacular punt return helped set up yet another Brandon McManus field goal, as the kicker from Temple was perfect in the postseason. The Broncos took a 13-7 lead. In the third quarter, after yet another McManus field goal, the defense shined again as safety T.J. Ward intercepts a Cam Newton pass in Broncos territory. We advance to the fourth quarter, with the Broncos leading 16-10, and there's that man again, linebacker Von Miller, wreaking havoc once again. He was invincible, sacking Newton and causing yet another turnover. After a mad scramble, T.J. Ward scooped up the ball, and the Broncos were in business. On the ensuing drive, hometown kid C.J. Anderson would not be denied, as the speedy back from nearby Vallejo, California, stretches over the goal line, giving the Denvers a commanding 24-10 lead. When the clock struck zero, the Broncos were champions of the world. A truly special moment for Peyton Manning, who became the oldest quarterback to win a Super Bowl, capturing his second career world title. The incomparable Von Miller was named the game's MVP, racking up 6 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles, proving defense truly does win championships. On the winner's stage after the game, General Manager John Elway